This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. Peter Zine here, coming to you from Okurukuru in New Zealand. Today, we're going to talk about more consequences of the Syrian civil war coming to an abrupt shift with the fall of the Assad regime. And today, we're going to talk specifically about Iran. Now, Iran's primary method for intervening in affairs in the Arab world has been through Syria, because here you have a nominally Arab Sunni state in the middle of the region. Now, Syria has never been ruled by the Sunni Arabs in the modern age. It's always been by the Assad family, who are a minority called Alawites, which are generally considered to be a heretical sect. But by influencing, affecting, emboldening, and empowering the Assad dynasty, the Iranians were basically able to keep everyone on their toes and off balance. One of the things to keep in mind, if you're a country like Iran, which is basically a mountain fortress, is that if everyone can concentrate on you, you don't stand a chance. So the trick for successful management is to make sure people are occupied with other problems. And in a world where the dominant superpower is a naval power, the United States, you want to keep them locked down with concerns on land somewhere else. And so that's why the Iranians were always active in Syria. That's why the Russians were active in Syria. It was just a distraction play more than anything else. Well, now that Syria has fallen, now that the Assads are gone, now that Syria is going to find a different course, Iran is discovering that everything that it has worked for in the last 40 years has kind of fallen apart all at once. Hezbollah, which is the militant faction in Lebanon that intervened in the Syrian civil war and has gone to war with Israel a couple times, has basically been beheaded, and the question is whether it can reform at all. And Hamas is now in a box, that's the militant group in Gaza. And there's really nothing left, which means that everyone can focus on Iranian issues that are closer to Iran proper, which is a real problem for the regime. Now, I don't think that overthrowing Iran is even remotely realistic. This isn't Russia, where it's a cluster of people at the top. This isn't China, where it's a one-man show. This is not Syria, where there's a dynasty. Iran is a theocracy, and so there's a class of over 10,000 mullahs that rule the country, and that would be a hell of an assassination program in order to overthrow the political system. But that doesn't mean there aren't threats, and that doesn't mean that there aren't ways that Iran can be curtailed and contained. And mostly that's going to have to do with local issues that have to do with naval prominence and energy policy. Keep in mind that the Persian Gulf is where half of all internationally traded oil is sourced from. Iran, even in low times, is going to be a major oil producer and exporter. So as you crunch down the outer perimeter of where the Iranians have influence, and it moves from Lebanon to Syria to Iraq and the Persian Gulf, it is easier for external powers to pressure Iran right at home. In many ways, this is the worst of all worlds. And what we're probably going to see in the next few years is Iran being forced to respond in kind within its own inner periphery. And so that's less stuff going on in the Levant. That's less stuff going far away in places like Yemen. And it means having to deal with opposition, both international and local, right around their inner perimeter. You expect to see more going on with Pakistan and the Baluchi rebels that operate on both sides of the border, with now the Iranians more on the offensive and suffering from Baluchi attacks rather than empowering them somewhere else. Expect to see Azerbaijan, which is majority Shia but secular, taking a more pro-American line to contain Iranian power to the north. Expect to see Iraq empowered, which, you know, Iraq is a majority Shia state, but they're Arabs and not Persians. And in times when Iran tends to get, insecure, they tend to be very active in what we think of as Mesopotamia, today's Iraq. And I would expect that to become much more inflamed, especially as Turkey becomes more involved in the broader region. But the real issue, the real fight, is going to be between Iran and Saudi Arabia, because they are the two biggest energy powers. They are the two largest economies in the Persian Gulf. And in any scenario where Iran is on the defensive, Saudi Arabia has a really big checkbook. And while Sunni militants have hit out at the United States and hit out at Israel and hit out at Russia and everyone else, the ethnic group, the religious group, that the Sunni Arab militants like Al-Qaeda are most opposed to are Shia Persians. Most of these groups were originally founded with the intent of taking Iran, or its predecessors, down a notch or three. So expect to see a lot more violence as Saudi Arabia starts to write a lot of checks to hem in Iran on all possible points of the compass. And the only way that Iran can return the favor in any meaningful sense is to do a normal war. So ironically, the end of Iran's power in the western parts of the Middle East, in places like Syria, is probably going to lead to a more aggressive Iran, and from their point of view, a defensive Iran. And the only way that they can stop the attacks that are likely to increase upon them is to take the fight to a country like Saudi Arabia that's, to be perfectly honest, doesn't have a functional military on its own. So the next chapter of Middle Eastern history isn't going to be any more or less violent than the one that came before, since the violence is going to be further east and closer to Iran's borders.